Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Good morning, you Daily Mob. This is Trundy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, on National Talk Black, coming to you live from Broadford. Broadford, Victoria, and in the background there, correcting my terminology.
I'm here for your trip.
Yeah, thank you. It's Michael Long. I'm with Michael Long. We're on the long walk for the Voice to Parliament, Yes campaign. Michael, very good morning, brother. Let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, bro.
Yeah, born in Darwin. Mum and Dad were part of the Stolen Generation. They grew up on the Tiwi Islands. Dad from, he's a Madeira man from north of Alice Springs, Tea Tree, around that area. My mum from Daly River, southwest of Darwin. They were both brought up on the Tiwi Islands, and the Tiwi people are extended part of our family, you know. We're adopted, mum and dad, so all we ever knew as kids growing up, young kids, was Tiwi family, you know, so.
Mm.
But my dad lived there for so many years, and my brother and sister still live on the communities, you know. So,
yes.
Very lucky.
Very lucky.
To the Tiwi people.
Beautiful. So, Michael, former AFL guru, Essendon Bombers, a couple of premierships there, my brother.
Yeah.
You did the long walk as a vehicle to let government know that First Nation people are here, will always be, and now you're here doing the same walk from Melbourne to Canberra for the Voice to Parliament Yes campaign, and using this as the vehicle to shine light on the referendum, yes?
Yeah, well, we did the walk 19 years ago, and it was a time when Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission was being abolished.
Yes.
And it was only that time we were saying, where was the voice for Indigenous Australia? Where was the vision for Indigenous Australia? And more importantly, Trev, where's the love?
Where's the love?
Where's the love for our people?
Yep.
You know, and yet, ATSIC was being abolished. That was the only voice we had to advocate for our people.
Yes.
On matters that surrounded our people. And, you know, it was echoed what the Yes campaign was about. We brought forward our 20th anniversary to this year because we were asking those same questions.
Yes.
And this is an important year as a father and in my lifetime that we need to make this happen because time.
Yes.
We had those discussions 20 years ago. I mean, you had people like Pat Dodson and others who've been advocating for years about change and equality.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat was at that actual meeting when we got to Canberra with John Howard.
Yes.
So, you know, I believe in Pat Dodson. He's a fair man. He's a good man. And we need to support our leaders, our past leaders, what they've done, because they're trying to advocate for equality. But this is the time in our lifetime, Trev, that we need to things change. We need to leave this place. We need to leave this place in a better place than what we left it for our children and cousins and communities.
Well, exactly.
It's an important time in history.
Well, when you look at it, Michael, Australia is the only first world country in the world that doesn't have a treaty with its First Nation people. So we're behind the eight ball from the get-go. And we don't have a treaty, so a voice to Parliament, next best thing. It just puts us at the table.
Yeah.
It won't have any power as such, but we will be able to have discussions with Parliament in regarding decisions for First Nation people. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and that's true. And this came out of the Uluru statement to the government. So it was asking the government, this is what we'd like to do as part of the referendum, you know, and have a voice.
Yeah.
So people got to remember, this is a referendum. This is not, this is not another about sides or voting for Liberal or Labor.
Yep.
It's not a campaign. It's a referendum. So we've got to vote with our heads and our hearts and what's right.
Sure.
And, I mean, closing the gap report is widening. Yep. That's the key things we're on about.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about people's lives and mortality rates and housing. And this is discussions we've been having for a long time, and that's why it was really important that the long walk got on board with the referendum and the Yes campaign, the things that we're talking about, you know, nearly 20 years ago. And it's sad to think we've got to do this again at a walk to Canberra to put in Indigenous issues back on the national agenda, but also to people to vote, to have a voice, say, and put Indigenous people in the Constitution. I mean, I don't think it's a big ask.
No.
From all Australians. So, but it's got to change. Things are going to change, and for a better future. I think there's a lot of mythical stuff out there that it's going to divide. I don't think so. We've been divided for a long time, and
yes,
as you said, you talk about dividing people. How it abolished ATSIC, you know, nearly 19 years ago. Talk about divide. That's what's divided.
And what was put in place? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. And you can imagine how many lives and the people would have been lost over that time, ever, you know, because there was nothing in place or a voice. And I think, as research has shown, that you get Indigenous people actively involved and advocating and working, making decisions, it does work. And we've got to be given accountability. We've got to be held accountable. This is our chance to do that as Aboriginal people. So we're not asking for a handout, we're asking for a hand up.
Yep.
But it's now we actually share in that decision making.
So blown the horn there, big cement truck, fantastic. And here we are, voice to Parliament, Yes campaign. I asked the question, if not this, then what?
Well, I just hope that Australians see that how important this is. And we need to leave this country in a better place than when we leave here.
Yes.
You know, so hopefully this is a starting point, not a new chapter, but we can move forward. We can never forget our history, but maybe it's the start of moving forward as a country.
Yes. To Delhi, my brother, and look, you did this walk 19 years ago. Here you are again. We aren't getting any younger. So with this walk, you've got to work smarter, not harder. Look after that deadly body of yours, yes?
Yeah, well, the rules and regulations are a bit different this time with walking, but it's also the safety of people
who
join us along the way. But, you know, we've got people who come from all different areas.
Yeah.
And even myself coming down today from Cairns. You know, that's what it's about. And I just hope that, you know, we live in the world of technology, that people find out the truth and what this really means, because a lot of people are saying, you know, not enough information. It's there. You know, read it for yourself. Don't listen to the myths.
Sure. And we talk about myths because I talked to some non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, and they're frightened that we're going to come in, kick them out of their house, and take back our land. Yeah. Is that the case?
That's not in the Uluru statement, and that's not what it's about. It's more about, I think there's a lot of love in that, you know, the Uluru statement and what we want to achieve collectively. And it should have its rightful place in the Constitution. I don't think it's too much to ask Trev, and to be acknowledged as First Peoples. But we've got to change in time.
Yes.
There comes a time in life when change's got to come. And it's got to come now. It's got to come this year as part of the referendum, because we'll be held accountable one day as parents and grandparents and fathers. And what have you done?
What have you done?
Make a difference. What have you done?
Bring us all together. Exactly. Lovely. Well, enjoy the walk, my brother. I'll be walking alongside you. If I get tired, I'll be jumping on your back. You know that.
I'm used to that, Trevor, from you.
You carry me. That is not true. People, that is not true. That is not true.
My shoulders are very big. You know, I'm still waiting to book up as I can in Cairns. You won't let me. Yeah.
Michael Long, we will talk soon. Enjoy your walk. I'm glad to be here with you. And a big shout out to your family, brother.
Thanks, Trev. Appreciate that.
To Delhi. Yana there with Michael Long on the long walk. The Yes campaign. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black. And big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. And keeping our yarn strong, voice for our people. That's what we're looking for. To Delhi.
You're my island, Aboriginal girl, Aboriginal girl, and I love you for the color of your skin. Ninga bien como kuriwan balo, kuriwan balo.
Girl, you've been on my mind for some time now. I like your smile. You are black and beautiful. You're my island queen. The darker the skin, deep at the roots, I won't stop telling you you're beautiful to me, ay.
Tell me if it's real, girl, 'cause I don't want it to end. I want our love to last forever, ever, baby. So take me by the hand, 'cause I want you to stay with me forever, ever, baby. You're my island, Aboriginal girl,
Aboriginal girl,
and I love you for the color.
You can fly around the world. Ain't no one like you, girl. Atanita, my Morocco para. Itania, Ipalina. Whoa, 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 whoa. Itanita, Kurupachi. Irukirlingapa.
You're my island, Aboriginal girl.
Aboriginal girl.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Woman, darling, I love you.
Well, you know,
it's a new boy, MSP, right,
yeah. Rubber talk, yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Chim, Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbaroo Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saver call and send that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, ACU holds special graduation for inspiring student. One of the students is Jade MacLear, who was in a coma following a horrific car accident when her distraught parents, Karen and Zach, received her degree on her behalf last year. And we have Jade and Karen, mother, on the line. Very good morning, ladies. How are we?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Jade, before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, sister?
I'm from Melbourne, and I'm from Morangeroo.
Okay, beautiful. Fantastic. And you got your bodyguard there, Karen. Mum, how are you?
Yeah, good, good.
Fantastic. So you accepted the award for your lovely daughter. Look, a deadly story. They say that it's not what happens to you in life, it's how you respond to it. Jade, congratulations. You went through, got your degree after a horrific car accident. And you collected the trophy, is that right, Karen?
Sorry?
You collected the award for her?
No. Jade, with the assistance of her sisters
okay.
Last Tuesday week,
okay.
Struggled but managed to walk across the stage with the two girls holding her either side. She collected her award herself.
Tears of triumph, I'm thinking, and joy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, Jade, what did you study, Dal?
Occupational therapy.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations. And how many years was that?
Four
years. So you are qualified, sister.
That's true.
Represent.
Yeah.
That means you work in that industry. If you weren't working there before, you're working there qualified now. It means more money at the table. Too deadly. You shout, lunch.
That's true.
So, Jade, thank you so very much. So, 4 years. Karen, tell us the journey in regard to after the horrific car accident and still focused to complete her studies and done so.
Well, we've been living quite a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
Jade, a horrendous car accident in April last year.
Yes.
And she'd just completed a uni degree, Got a job as a community occupational therapist.
Yes.
And was driving between home visits, lost control of the car in the wet.
Yeah.
And the car was crumpled on three sides.
Whoa.
Jay then was in a coma for 4 months, and we didn't even know if she'd wake up.
And here
so
she
we'd
is.
We go and see her every day. And
here she is. It's not her time. It's not her time. She's still with us.
No.
Yeah, beautiful.
No, she's worked really hard. So Jade works really, really hard every day.
That's fantastic. Look, it's it just shows you that, like I said, it's not what happens to you in life, how you respond to it. And that in itself, Jade, you are an inspiration to people across the globe, of course. Standing strong, sister, standing strong.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic.
Jade has an Instagram page. It's all one word, Journey of Jade.
Journey of
and
Jade.
And there's quite some graphic photos on there that really shows her journey and how hard she's worked, you know.
But like I said, it just shows the power and the fight and the focus to complete and live life. That in itself is inspiration.
True.
And what did you study? Come again?
I studied OT, occupational therapy.
Occupational therapy. Fantastic. So occupational therapy, that's the award you receive, special graduation ceremony organised by ACU School of Allied Health and the Jimbiara Indigenous Health, Indigenous Higher Education Unit. So it's a team effort. Great to have First Nation people at the table.
It is really cool.
Yeah, fantastic. So are you working now full time?
No. What's your full time job? Getting better.
Getting better. Yes.
Job is my therapy.
Yes, fantastic.
But you're not triple. What are you doing?
I have 22 therapies a week.
Oh, okay. Rodeo.
Yeah.
Too deadly. Okay, fantastic. So you, Jade lives at home with you, Karen?
Yeah, so Jade lives at home with us.
Okay.
Jade was completely independent, working. Jade's now complete full nursing care.
Okay.
Jade can't walk. She's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
but every single day she gets stronger and stronger.
Yes.
So we've gone from Jade not being able to use just not even being able to hold her head up.
Okay.
That was all she could do. To now being able to use her arms, use her legs.
Good.
She can thrust. She went to the gym.
Too deadly. Working out. Working out.
They put 20 kilos on her tummy and she lifted that and they said, oh, no, that's too easy, mate.
Yeah, bring it on.
40 kilos.
Well, how deadly are you, Jade? Well, you be careful, Karen. She'd be taking your car, bringing back no fuel in it soon.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's the goal. Oh, that's fantastic, Jade. Congratulations. Karen, thank you for the yarn. Too deadly. And like I said, inspiration to everybody out there. They say you're lucky, but the harder you work, the luckier you become.
That's true.
And you're doing just that. Jade, nice talking to you. Thank you for the congratulations. A big shout out to ACU and also to Jimbiya, Indigenous Higher Education Unit. It is a team effort. Karen, congratulations. You and your deadly family supporting this beautiful girl. And we need more black successes, not only on the football field.
Yep. And she is an inspiration. She's amazing.
She is. Karen, you know how to breed them. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, Jade. All the best, girls.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Yarn with Jade MacLear, her name is. A young First Nations student graduated from ACU as Bachelor of Occupational Therapy and received her award. She was in a coma following a horrific car accident when her distraught parents, Karen and Zach, received a degree on her behalf. And she's now graduated and now working and getting better, being strong, too deadly. And have your say, your mob. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. A big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service, and First Nation radio station across the deadly country of ours, Deadly Black Network, and here with National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM.
Tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it. You must have me, San Balarayan. I take our rib, I got my sea island. Born and bred where Kyoto the island. Busy not to fly, must fly, go by again. Another after MB full blood, new in mind. Another after MB cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now July 1 sends a light blown Toro Strait Island. How much the young you bad when after become? After matter make a dance, after make it the marker. And man no understand, when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them kind must see some be snugger band. Woman naga man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command. Man from make it wrong decision. Them kind, but we no sabe see them at the work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. Bye bye, you go walk but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up there, gabba gab. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you gon' mata stop. Bombay, them kind was a kuyur password wap now. Them kind was a spia password woomerap. How mata ya new bad when out there we come. Out there mata make it work, make him sign up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, dive up mother down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was a waiting naga vow. Bochi naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking all out, Bogani go pop. From sissy walk up from inside south. They did now, but we no sabe see them at the work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work.
me fly myself work. With a make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With a make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be with me some at work. With a make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With a make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be with me some at
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, child advocacy group response to Queensland youth crime changes. Child advocacy and support organisation Shine for Kids has expressed concern over the Queensland government's move to allow police watch houses and adult prisons to be used as youth detention centres. With that, we're going to catch up with Yarn now with CEO Shine for Kids, Julie Harrigan, and also from Townsville as well, Townsville Practice Manager from Shine for Kids. That's Scylla Anderson on the line. Good morning, ladies. How are we?
Good morning, Trevor. Yeah, it's Julie, and Julie? I'm in Sydney this morning, and I'm very well.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.
Good morning, Trevor. This is Scylla. I'm in Townsville, and yeah, beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather. That's right. Townsville. Yeah, warmer than Sydney. Sorry, Julie. We'll say that.
Thank you for pointing that out.
All right, let's talk about this, very important conversation in child advocacy groups, response to Queensland youth crime changes. So Shine for Kids, Julie, you're the CEO, and Townsville Practice Manager in Townsville, Scylla. Of course, ladies, you're not happy with this decision, yes?
We're outraged by it, Trevor. We know that youth crime is a really serious issue in Queensland at the moment, but locking children up will not make people feel safe, it won't make them be safe, and it does nothing to reduce crime.
You reckon it feels like it creates a revolving door? Kids go in jail, they come out, then they'll go back in and that sort of stuff?
Absolutely. We know from research that Shine for Kids has done that for most of these kids, if they have a parent in prison, they are six times more likely to end up in prison themselves. And we know that putting these young people into prison is not going to set them up for success. It is just going to put them in a situation where it affects their health, their mental health, their education. It disrupts everything that we need to be doing to be setting these young people up for success. We are setting them on a path to absolute failure.
What do you suggest, if not this?
Sorry, Trevor, we have we believe that, you know, early intervention or even support before it gets to that extreme is vital.
Yes.
And it's not just for our young ones, it's for everybody, for the entire family unit as well. You know, having those wraparound supports around the young person, but also looking at why are they doing that? So that's where wraparound supports come around the family as well.
Well, look at it, I'm just saying that it costs about $100,000 plus to have one person in jail for 12 months. I mean, that money could be used for investing into that that child or that children we're talking here in regard to their vision for their future, whether it be psychologists, motivational speakers, life coach, whatever the case may be. That money could be spent elsewhere.
Absolutely. It costs an extraordinary amount of money to keep a young person in prison, and that money could be better spent on doing everything we could to keep them out of prison. If we were giving these families $100,000 a year, the difference that we could make, not just for that one young person, but for that entire family unit, would be extraordinary. It makes no economic sense for this government to be going down this path.
And you can see why constituents are upset in regarding youth crime, because we are talking in some cases fatality for innocent people, and that's got to be heart-wrenching.
Yeah, it is. I've personally even been I've had my home broken into myself. It's a violation. You feel violated. It is. It's very heartbreaking, and it's very nerve-wracking. You don't know what to do or what not to do, and it's just, you're always watching over your shoulder. So, yeah, it's definitely, it is scary. It is scary.
And, Trevor, we're not saying that young people who commit serious crime shouldn't have consequences.
Sure.
Of course they should.
Yes.
But it cannot be a blanket knee-jerk response from government that just goes out of its way to be locking up young people.
Yes. So with the so-called child advocacy group, well, the Queensland Youth Crime Changes, Has that been confirmed as of yet?
They have. The government has rushed legislation through. They didn't consult with any of the experts in the sector that is working with these young people. And it's absolutely a response to grab headlines, and we shouldn't be focused on just grabbing headlines. We should be focused on the best well-being and social outcomes for kids.
So when does this actual youth crime changes? When does this come into play?
The government's ramming legislation through. They want this to start immediately so that they can hold themselves out as being tough on crime. What we're saying is the government needs to stop. Mm-hmm. They need to go back to the drawing board, and they need to change the legislation so they do not go down this road.
Or have everybody at the table to discuss it. Seems like they're not discussing it. They're making a decision.
They're not discussing it with anybody. And what is incredibly outrageous for an organisation like Shine for Kids is in Queensland, Aboriginal kids only make up 5% of the child population, but they make up nearly two-thirds of the youth prison population.
Yes, yes.
So by driving these rushed and ridiculous changes to the law through, we know that Aboriginal kids are going to be targeted, they're going to be disproportionately affected, and it's not okay. We need community at the table to be talking about the solutions that they know will work to keep children and young families safe and together.
And Dilly, bring in those numbers up when you're talking about First Nation. Well, there's not even communication in regards to the elders or the traditional owner groups and what they got in mind for helping these young ones. So there's no conversation going on there.
No, none at all.
So we need to have that conversation back to the table and yarn before the decision becomes law as such. I'm hearing what you're saying, Julie and Scylla. Thank you so very much. Look, Shine for Kids, it puts a hole in the fence kind of thing for Shine for Kids, if you look at it.
It does. It's creating a demand for services that no one can respond to.
Yes.
And again, with that $100,000 for every young person that's being locked up, we could change the life in a positive way for children and families across Queensland.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you.
So Trevor, here in council, we run, programs that try to help both in custody for adults and now for the young people. We've got a new program here in Townsville, the Standards 1 program, which will be a mentoring program to help guide the young people from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Working together to see how we can change those outcomes for them once they're released.
Yes.
But we also deliver a parenting program and play group in the women's prison here in Townsville. We've done a pilot parenting program in the men's program prison here, and that was really, really well received. But, unfortunately, there's no government commitment to fund any programs. Our parenting program that's run out there is an accredited program, and it shows parents, not saying that you're a good or a bad parent, but it gives you different skills and gives you, you talk about brain development and the effects that what you're doing, how it harms children and things like that. But I always say to people, if mum and dad, if dad is the problem in a family home, like domestic violence and things like that, we need to be able to give him the appropriate tools too, because, we know a lot of dads that go into jail and come back out, even if there's DV orders in place, they still go back to the family unit. So we need to be able to teach dad. It's a whole thing.
Well, that $100,000 for a child to be in jail, that could be used there for that family unit, for an organisation like Shine for Kids to put money towards the individual youth we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. Yeah. And, kids always look up to dad.
Exactly.
And, they always want their dads around, whether they're a good person or not, but they will always look for their dad. So, giving dads those tools as well to be able to help support the children. But You know, it stems from the get-go when parents are sentenced to go into prison. There's nobody there to support the kids either.
Sure.
You know, when they finish at court and stuff, we don't know where these kids are going. You know, a lot of grandparents are stepping up now. So we're working with one mum in particular. She thinks she might be going through. So we've put plans in place, you know, what's going to happen to her little one.
Exactly.
If she goes in, we're helping support with all of that. These kids just get pushed away and or just displaced.
Exactly. And look, that it just we're talking about sick people here, and sick people need help. So youth are confused with life and no foundation for life. So we need to give them foundation is what I'm picking up.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not saying we're the experts, but we certainly want to be part of the solution as well.
Exactly.
With all of it.
Okay, Julie and Stella, thank you so very much. A good yarn, a very important yarn. And, speaking here at National Talk Black, putting your voice to this conversation, very important conversation, and in regard to the response to the Queensland youth crime changes. So thank you very much, Julie and Silla. You take care, keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Trevor.
All right. Thanks, Trevor.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Julie Hurrigan, Shine for Kids CEO based in Sydney, and also Townsville Practice Manager for Shine for Kids in Townsville, Silla Anderson. A great talk, a great conversation, and look, very important after a fast change in regard to crime changes, laws in Queensland, and their response to that. Have your saying yarn up strong, too deadly, National Tall Black, 1-800-422-416.